Hello everybody, it's me Vidushi Bist, and today I'm going to be reading chapter 7 of Meet Me in Horrorwood. Chapter 7, Filthy Rich or Just Pretending? Billy rang the bell of the Rattenbaum Mansion. He expected to hear the sound of musical chimes. Instead, he heard an ear-splitting, clattering sound like a bunch of pots and pans banging together. Bang, 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 bang. Then he jumped back and screamed loudly. Ah! Then he realized it was just the bell. Embarrassed, he looked around, hoping nobody had seen him acting like a scaredy mouse. The outside of the mansion was dark, silent, and empty. A few scraggly trees covered in green mold stuck up here and there. Thorny bushes wrapped around the tree trunks. The decorative columns on top of the mansion's towers looked like they were going to collapse at any moment. Loose window shutters banged back and forth in the wind. And it's in the picture. The mansion has fallen clay shingle, broken window, missing step, broken and a broken clock. And it also has a vase that's about to fall, a chipped stucco, and a dried up plant. Let's hear about the Rattenbaum Mansion. 17 Twilight Way, Glomeria, Mysterious Valley. All original documents have been lost, but tradition tells us that the construction of this mansion began in 1313. The great Rattenzio. Rattenbaum demanded a dwelling worthy of the strength and power of the Rattenbaum name. Over the years, Rattenzio's descendants have worked constantly to keep the mansion in its original glory. To date, there have been 217 refurbishments, 513 redesigns, 778 renovations, 471 reconstructions, 228 upgrades, 1,213 reductions, and 215 adjustments. Lately, however, the present members of the Rattenbaum family decided to stop all renovations. Officially, they did this to preserve the history of the mansion. Unofficially, they did it because they ran out of money. We do not suggest visiting the mansion because of the high possibility of falling ceilings, walls, and columns. Now, I must have the wrong address, Billy muttered. This house looks like it's been deserted for years. He was about to leave when he heard an eerie creak and the door slowly opened. Then, a gray paw reached through the doorway, grabbed him by the collar, and dragged him inside. Hurry up! Get in! You're letting the cold! Snapped the gray furry rodent. Do you know how much heating costs these days? Billy found himself in a chilly and dark entrance, snout to snout with a bizarre-looking rodent. He wore a black suit that had once been elegant, but was now covered with patches. A squashed top hat sat on his head. Good day, Master Bobby, the rodent said. Welcome to our super luxurious mansion. Actually, my name is Billy, the author corrected him. The gray rodent ignored him. I am Shamley Rattenbaum, Lord of the Mansion, and these are my wonderful, marvelous, enchanted granddaughters. Three rodents in evening gowns emerged from the shadows. Hi, I'm Tilly. Hi, I'm Millie. Hi, I'm Lily. Billy cleared his throat and politely introduced himself. Pleased to meet you. I am. Tilly interrupted him. We know who you are. Of course we do, added Millie. We know everything about you, said Lily. Of course, you know, my granddaughters are high society rodents, Shamley bragged. In fact, they couldn't be any more high society than they are now. Then he leaned towards Billy. They were so close, their whiskers were touching. How about you? He asked. Are you a duke? Maybe a count? Billy didn't know what to say. The Rattenbaum seemed to be obsessed with royalty. Let me guess, said Shamley. You're a prince, right? I can tell that just by looking at you. Yes, I see it in your uncombed fur, exclaimed Tilly. Yes, I see it in your crooked whiskers, added Millie. Yes, I see it in your wrinkly clothes, concluded Lily. Shamini grabbed Billy by the collar again. Let's go. We can find your history upstairs. The rodent pulled Billy down the dismal hall. Dingy paintings of grouchy-looking rodents covered the wall. Here are the paintings of all our high society ancestors, Shamini said proudly. We are the oldest family in the valley. It's all in the book. The book? Billy stammered. Follow me and you'll see for yourself, said Shamini with a glint in his eyes. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of me reading a chapter from Meet Me in Horrorwood. I'll be back again tomorrow to read another chapter in another episode. This is Vidushi Bisht signing off. Bye-bye.